Greenwich comes for news and talk. The Lisa Wexler Show, now on Southern Connecticut's news and information leader, WICC 600.
You're mine completely. You give your love so sweet.
Anyone ever better? Will you love me tomorrow? The existential question that every young girl faces when they think about having sex, when they think about opening themselves up intimately to a boy for the first time. Will you love me tomorrow? Because the risk that I'm taking if I sleep with you is that I may get pregnant and you never will. Joining us right now is Dr. Elena Ratner, who is a marvelous doctor. She's kind and compassionate, but she's also absolutely brilliant. She's affiliated with Yale, and she is a specialist in gynecological cancers. You should never want to see her. But Dr. Elena Ratner, it's good to know that you're there, just in case we do. Hello, and welcome back to the show. Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Ratner.
Good morning, Lisa. You're always so, so kind. There's nowhere else I would rather be than with you today.
Oh, you're the best. So, will you love me tomorrow, right? The existential question. Boy, was that something, that lyric and that melody. So, Dr. Ratner, I know that you see women. As part of your practice, tell us a little bit about developing girls and the adolescent girl from your point of view medically. Talk to us at least. Let's talk about the HPV vaccine. What is it and who should get it?
So, you know, in general, just to start, I'm so inspired listening to you and Kylie and Valerie this morning.
Wait, Elena, you went off. Elena, we can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Hello, Elena?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, now I can. Yep, now I can.
So sorry. I was saying that listening to you and Kylie and Valerie this morning, I will continue the same conversation about empowering of women, empowering of girls, and that extends to all aspects of our lives, starting really with our health. Women, and you know, you said it so perfectly this morning, how you're absolutely right. You know, women pick up the slack. They anything that needs to be done, they drop everything else and they turn to that and they help and they pitch in. But at the end of the day, it is super important that we as women and we as young girls take care of ourselves and advocate for ourselves and know what's good for us for health. And I think nothing is more important than prevention and advocacy and knowing what can be done to decrease your risk. So HPV vaccine is a perfect example. Very few things, unfortunately, exist right now where we have good modalities where cancer or certain diseases can truly be prevented. And HPV vaccine is that. You know, it's the most amazing opportunity where by getting the HPV vaccine, the risk of cervical cancer decreases dramatically. You know, in my field, it's a completely different world now that the vaccines are commonly used. We barely see cervical cancer anymore. It's the most amazing advance. So I'm the most strongest proponent of HPV vaccine. The HPV vaccine is recommended for girls and for boys. You know, it began by being recommended age 9 to age 25. And now, something that I'm sure a lot of our listeners do not know, it's actually extended to age 45. So right now, the window to get the HPV vaccine is actually very broad and extends all the way to age 45, which is amazing.
And tell us about boys. Is it because if they get the vaccine, then they cannot transmit the virus?
Right. So boys, actually, a great number of boys carry HPV prior to the vaccine. You know, in the older days, before the vaccine, girls were the ones who were getting cervical cancer and vulvar cancer. But boys or men were the ones who would carry it. And because they don't have symptoms, they would actually just transmit it from one person to another. But it's not just, you know, I sure got my sons vaccinated the very first day they could, because it's not just for the benefit of women and not just for the benefit of society, but men also get HPV-related cancers. Men get anal cancers. Men get throat cancers. You know, it's very important that we remember that HPV virus is not just causing cervical cancer. It causes anal cancer and causes throat cancer. It causes vulva cancer. There's many different cancers that are caused directly by the HPV virus. That's why it's so, so important that men and women, girls and boys, are vaccinated against this virus.
And it has proven to be a good vaccine. That's what you're saying. I mean, we're in the world of vaccines now where people are arguing about the effectiveness of COVID. Is HPV a one-time vaccine or do you need boosters?
So HPV is an amazing vaccine. HPV is a wonderful model where we have shown a drastic decrease in HPV-related cancers in those who got vaccinated. So the HPV vaccine you get in series, usually 2 or 3 shots early in life. Okay. We don't quite yet know about the boosters right now. We don't. And there's different HPV vaccines. You know, when this began, it used to protect you against, you know, 2 different strains of the vaccine. Then it was 4, and now it's 9. Now HPV vaccine not only protects you against HPV that causes cancer, it also protects you against HPV that causes warts. So it's really an amazing opportunity.
Oh, yeah? That's amazing. I had a friend years ago. And she slept with a guy, and she got genital warts, and she went to a gynecologist who burned them off her, and she said it was the most horrific, painful experience of her life.
And then they came back.
I'm so
once
glad
you got them, you got them. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad to know there's a treat or there's a prevention for them. I didn't even know that. That's amazing.
Yep. Absolutely. And even though warts do not cause cancer, nevertheless, it's a life-altering thing. Right. It's awful.
Yeah, it's awful.
So anything we can do, prevention is the key.
Yeah, we're chatting with Dr. Elena Ratner. And so speaking of prevention, HPV is a home run. That's wonderful news. Is there anything else that you would recommend girls? For example, when should young women have their first gynecological exam?
Oh, Lisa, what a wonderful question. So, you know, we very much recommend that girls definitely start getting gynecologic exams once they become sexually active. You do not need a pap smear nowadays until age 21. But, you know, it's so wonderful and so important to have a good relationship with a gynecologist when you're young. And nowadays, there's a lot of adolescent gynecologists. There's actually a whole specialization of the field of gynecology that just deals with adolescents. Yeah. And these doctors are only specialized in young adolescents or old adolescents. So I'm a huge proponent of, you know, getting to know gynecologists, having one, but I definitely do not recommend exams until later in life or until the girl becomes sexually active. The other thing that I wanted to mention, you know, on the topic of risk reduction or prevention, which is something that I feel incredibly strongly about, is birth control pills.
Yes, let's talk about that. Let's talk about birth control in the age of where abortion is becoming a national issue once again. Let's talk about birth control. Talk to us, Dr. Ratner.
So, you know, in this day and age where I'm going to try not to use words like war on women, but I think you and a lot of our listeners very much feel that even in the field of medicine and healthcare, women right now are under attack and women are not getting the treatment that they need and that they deserve. There's a lot of fake information and there's a lot of negative connotation around birth control pills. And yet birth control pills are actually incredibly helpful, not just for girls who don't want to get pregnant or who want to make sure that their family planning is as they wish, but also birth control pills significantly decrease risk of ovarian cancer. as you know, and you heard from Kylie and from Valerie this morning, you know, ovarian cancer is a very difficult cancer, cancer that's usually diagnosed very late, cancer that's hard to detect. And the only thing that we have to reduce the risk of ovarian cancer is the use of birth control pills.
That's shocking to me. I thought that birth control pills, show my ignorance, I thought birth control pills years ago contributed to an increased risk of breast cancer.
It's not your ignorance. You are, you know, first of all, you are, there's some, but it's also what's being propagated. It's the story that's out there. That's the message that you're getting. There's some debatable literature about some small increase of certain kind of birth controls in terms of breast cancer, but there's unquestionable, incredibly strong literature about risk reduction in ovarian cancer. The risk reduction, wow. And, you know, speaking to all my colleagues, my medical oncology colleagues who take care of women with breast cancer, we unquestionably, all of us, unanimously recommend birth control pills because the risk reduction of ovarian cancer is so profound and so clear that the benefits unquestionably outweigh the risks.
Dr. Ratner, is every birth control pill the same, or is there a variety, or tell me about that?
So there's a great variety of birth control pills. And the variety concentrates on different concentrations of different hormones inside it, namely progesterone and estrogen. So there's so many of them. So for young girls or for women who get side effects, there's a whole bunch of variation that we can try to get them less side effects from that. There are unquestionably some risks to birth control pills. You know, women who are prone to blood clots, women who have migraines with aura, you know, there's certain things. That's why it's very important that you speak to a health provider to discuss your risks and benefits. But there's, in terms of how you tolerate them, there's a great number, and usually we're able to find the one that works well for women.
And also they have these IUDs now that some of them emit a very small type of hormone themselves. They're not the ones that were, I'm told anyway, not as risky as the old IUD used to be.
Yeah, so IUDs is a wonderful option for women and for girls who know that they don't want to get pregnant for a period of time. Some stay for 3 years, some stay for 5. The old copper one stays for 10. But IUDs is an easy procedure that's done in the office with this little applicator that's placed inside the uterus. And exactly as you said, it emits a small amount of progesterone into the uterus and prevents the pregnancy for a long period of time. And then at the end of the 5 years or whatever time the IUD expires, it's either replaced with a new one or it just gets pulled out. And then the woman, if she's ready to get pregnant, can get pregnant at that time.
Okay. Dr. Ratner, I could talk to you forever, but we're gonna keep talking about women and girls and health altogether, sexual, emotional, financial, all the different adjectives. You're clearly a warrior. I'm so proud to know you, Dr. Elena Ratner, on the Lisa Wexler Show. Thank you so much for being here, really.
Thanks so much, Lisa.
All right. We're going to be right back with Sherry West, and she has an unbelievably wonderful nonprofit that is so on topic for today, the International Day of the Girl, because it's all about girls, really about girls. Her website is even called golivegirl.com. Anyway, she's based in New Canaan. We're going to hear all about some of the clubs that her organization has founded in local middle schools in Greenwich and Westport, New Canaan and elsewhere, and how these middle school clubs help girls foster healthy friendships. We're going to be right back on the Lisa Wexler Show. Stay tuned.